Okay.
Okay, so it is now about 12:03 on December the 19th, 2019. This is Dr. Barbara Campbell, and this is for a special meeting. We have everyone has their agendas and everything in front of them. So I'm going to do a voice roll call. Dr. Yolano?
Yes.
Mr. Rhodes?
Present.
And I'm here, Dr. Campbell. We're waiting for Dr. Foreman. We have Mark Harris is our AG. We also have Amos Monahan, who is actually going to be our new AG. And we have Mr. Flynn Carey is the attorney for Dr. Bland, and we also have Dr. Deb Flynn. So we're just waiting for Dr. Foreman. Do you have any responses out there? Am I going in and out? Okay, I know my phone doesn't. I went to Verizon yesterday, they said, you know, it's sometimes it's just your area, and I thought, oh, that's not what I want to hear. Can you hear me better, John?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I have a Verizon on the right end of the mic, so.
And Dr. Campbell, this is Heather. I just sent Dr. Foreman an email. I haven't had a response yet.
Okay. I'll give them a couple more minutes, because I know everybody's on. That patient's coming at what time, and same for Dr. Foreman.
I'm actually sitting in my pre-op room over here in TMC waiting.
Nothing serious?
No, it's for my knee surgery on December 31st.
Yes, we do have a quorum, so you're free to.
Okay, does anyone have any discussion? Okay, we'll start now. If look on your agendas, our first item would be number 4, the review discussion of possible action regarding to Devin Bland, DPM. Action may include, among other things, opening a complaint, ordering an exam, or a possible summary suspension. So, Heather, can you give a summary of that correspondence you received?
Yes, I can. Thank you. On December 13th, I received an email from Dr. Sorrentino, and he's the medical director at Tuba City Regional Healthcare. And he, in the email, there was an attached letter, and in that letter, it indicated that Dr. Bland had resigned while under investigation, and the reason that there was an investigation was there's allegations that Dr. Bland was consuming alcohol while on call. Previously, back in July, the board heard a complaint regarding a self-report for DUI from Dr. Bland. So due to the letter and the previous complaint, the special meeting was called. On Monday, I received additional correspondence from Dr. Sorrentino, and that correspondence was dated September 5th, and it's a letter explaining in more detail the reason why Dr. Bland was under investigation. So the date on the letter was about 3 months prior to the board office receiving it. You can see on the letter that I submitted, I did send a copy of the envelope that it was sent in, and it was date stamped by the U.S. Postal Service, I believe, December 13th. So there's a question as to the timeline of me receiving all of this information. I did reach out to Dr. Sorrentino yesterday, and I left him a voicemail on his cell phone, and I've not heard back, and I haven't received any other additional information from Tuba City. I did request additional documentation regarding the investigation, but I've not had any response from Dr. Sorrentino or from Tuba City. So that's right. My summary. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Okay. So the issues that were addressed in this new information we got indicated that there was another date, but no date was given up to time when Dr. Plan failed to ground these patients. Then there is a report of operating on a significant other in the hospital and prescribing narcotics for the same. And he did indicate that they had initiated an internal investigation. So I think at this point, with just this limited information that we have, that we should make a motion to open a new complaint so that these allegations could be properly investigated.
And this is Flynn Carey, the attorney for Dr. Bland. I was wondering before an action was taken, and I hope I'm not talking out of turn. I can't see everyone, so if this is not a good time, obviously, I don't want to interrupt, but I was wondering if I could be heard before any motion was made so that we have an opportunity to briefly respond.
Certainly. I'm sorry. That I should have given you that opportunity. I apologize.
Not at all. I appreciate and I respect the ad hoc nature sometimes of these meetings. And so everyone, especially by being on the phone, ends up stepping on each other. So I apologize. But as far as we can tell, what has happened here is that Dr. Sorrentino has essentially made the same complaint or indicated, you know, submitted information related to the same action that Dr. Bland self-reported on. It's all essentially arising out of the same day. And I think what's troubling about kind of where we stand is that by submitting documents on different dates with dates that don't match the actual submission date and some vague references, I think we're in a position in which the board, unfortunately, may be left with an impression that there's more than one operative evening of where the issues occurred. One thought I had is, you know, given that all of this appears to likely arise out of the same event, is there a need for another complaint? Is there a need for a complaint to be opened, or is it something that the board can simply task board staff with doing further investigation? And then once that investigation is done, having her bring a request or suggestion to open a complaint. And the only reason I suggest that is because typically the emergency option that we're under right now is typically for emergent issues where the board is going to take emergent action. And it sounds like because of the significant reporting delay by Dr. Sorrentino and the lack of evidence that there's multiple occasions out there, would it be more appropriate for this to go on what the board would have as the normal course for these investigations?
Well, that's what the description was. We're not, you know, we don't think it rises to the level of, you know, a summary suspension or anything like that, but we'd like to have, you know, further information from both sides and then have that be, you know, have that discussed at a later board meeting.
And if that's the case, obviously, you know, we're comfortable with whatever process that puts us kind of back on the normal track, because I think that we can certainly, you know, as Dr. Bland has already demonstrated, he has an ability and a willingness to respond pretty quickly to any board inquiries, as he has with Ms. Broaddus. And we want to continue. obviously want to, you know, be able to provide a full written response to anything the board seeks of us. We just, you know, obviously we're reacting in a little more of a triage mode because of the emergent nature of this setting. So if we're going back on the normal track, obviously that would certainly be our preference as well.
Yes. And so, Mark, do you have any comments?
Madam Chair, members of the board, no. I think before Mr. Carey spoke, we were heading in the direction of opening up a complaint and investigating.